Thank you for joining us on Desiring God Behind the Blog. This is David Mathis with Tony Ranke and Jonathan Parnell, taking you back behind the curtain here on the Desiring God Blog. It's been a significant week and a half here for us since the last episode. Now maybe let's start with the post that went up last night called Jay and Katrina Didn't Waste Their Lives. Jonathan, tell us where that post came from.
Yeah, thanks, David. So we have, you know, behind the blog, there's a whole team of guys who are always working and feeding us ideas for content. And Seth Magnuson and Tyler Kinney both are always keeping an eye on the international world and different things related to missions. And this is a story that had been out for, I guess, a week or so about Jay and Katrina, who had died in this plane crash on June 2nd, and just got it, read through it, was really moved by it, and I just thought it'd be great to honor them and tell this story. And it's a way to connect readers to really the heart of Desiring God and what we believe about the supremacy of Jesus and his worthiness. And that's behind that post.
It really connects to John's message at Passion from several years back called Boast Only in the Cross, where he talks about what a wasted life might look like, what an unwasted life would look like. And Jay and Katrina have a great example of an unwasted life.
Yeah, exactly. I was, you know, I kind of was referring to that sermon throughout the post. And Pastor John actually tells a similar story in that sermon about a couple in their some older ladies in their 80s who died in a car wreck.
That's right. Ruby and Laura.
That's right. Yep. You have the whole thing memorized, I think.
Yeah. I've heard it several times. And you said that you also found out since that Katrina is from right outside the Twin Cities metro, and there's going to be a memorial service in the area here.
Yeah. Apparently she's from Somerset, Wisconsin, which is, I guess, within 45, 50 minutes away from Minneapolis. And yep.
Thank you for putting that story together for us. Tony, you've got a post today on the Gospel Coalition website under their series called The Page That Changed My Life. Tell us about this page that changed yours.
Yo, I love this idea. It took me back to a time right after my conversion, about a year after my conversion, when I was introduced to the writings of Octavius Winslow, who was a 19th century preacher, a friend of Charles Spurgeon, very, very much like Charles Spurgeon in his writing ministry and in his preaching. And I remember reading a quote from his book, The Precious Things of God, that stuck with me and really informed my understanding of faith and the preciousness of personal faith, in that it taps into an amazingly sovereign God. Even those who have mustard seed-sized faith, they're tapping into the same God as someone who has a more mature faith, and is really profound.
You can check that out, the Gospel Coalition website. One of the interesting posts this week that seemed to capture attention and we found really helpful was by Ken Curry, called That Awkward Moment When We Speak the Gospel. A little bit of the backstory of that. Ken Curry is the college minister and director of outreach at Bethlehem Baptist Church. He preached the week after Easter, just back in April, and talked on evangelism from Acts chapter 1. You can check out that sermon online if you'd like to hear the whole thing at hopeingod.org. And in a section of his sermon, Ken talked about this awkward moment idea. And we all found that very helpful. So we asked Ken if we could take that section of a sermon and transcribe it. And we worked on a little bit together with him and put it through a little editorial process, got it ready to be written. And that went online this week. So thanks to Ken Curry for his willingness to do that.
Any more info on Ken Curry? What's your story? There's a little more behind the blog maybe with Ken and your connection there.
Yeah, Ken Curry lived a mile off Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina when I was a student there from 99 to 2003. And I came with Ken Curry to Minneapolis in 2003 to bring the campus outreach ministry from Greenville to Minneapolis. Ken was very kind to let us put his words into writing. The way he says it is that he writes his words on the hearts of men. He disciples guys. Some of the more mature and significant guys that I've known have been discipled by Ken, invested in by him. And Ken was kind to let us put him into writing there.
Cool. Wonderful.
Thanks, Ken, for letting us do that. What do we got upcoming? An ebook coming this week, Tony.
Yeah, on Tuesday we'll be releasing an ebook called Take Care How You Listen, Sermons by John Piper on Receiving the Word. This is a collection of messages mostly around the Four Soils theme, and evaluating how do we listen to sermons, and are we healthy listeners of sermons, or are we dull of hearing? And it's a really helpful series of sermons that will help us evaluate that in our own lives. And so we put a little introduction to it. We put it together as an ebook, and that will be available as scheduled on Tuesday.
Excellent. Also coming I guess it's next weekend, is the Gospel Coalition Women's Conference in Orlando, Florida. John Piper and Noel are there, along with Tim Keller and Don Carson and many others. An exciting event. Tony, you'll be down there and get to do some interviews and interact with some folks.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to hang out with a couple different people and do some recordings down there and share them on the blog.
Very good. Last thing, we just got last night John Piper's revisions and additions for Brothers, We Are Not Professionals. He took the last couple days, wrote some fresh chapters. One of them is called Brothers, God Does Make Much of Us. Another one's called Brothers, Act the Miracle. There's one on physical exercise, one on Brothers, Preach the Tone of the Text, one on God as the Gospel, and then another about entertainment. Should be exciting. That is due out, the revision's due out. It's been 10 years since Brothers Were Not Professionals came out in 2002, and that'll be out this next January, God willing, with a new introduction, six new chapters. That's really exciting. Thank you for joining us on Behind the Blog.